This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
About 25 minutes left here in this edition of the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we're willing to send you to Las Vegas. All you got to do is listen. If you're ready to win big and live it up in Sin City, we've got the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details are available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Last night, I actually didn't see the highlight, Anthony. How did Kevin Durant score his 30,000th point in the NBA?
I didn't see the highlight either.
Well, what a great discussion we're about to have about it. The good thing is I think the discussion is a lot more about Kevin Durant 30,000 points as opposed to Kevin Durant 30,000th point.
I will say I think
30,000th point?
30,000th. Point.
Thank you. What just happened to my brain?
I don't know. Sometimes we slip up on this show.
I might need to switch sides of the screen back.
That's what you're calling it?
Okay. I don't know if I'm as good on this side of the screen.
Craig, what's 3 times 3?
9.
Okay. The math maths.
Whoa. What were you going to say?
I think KD actually had a pull up though, and then they called a timeout. They gave him a standing ovation. I saw all of that.
Yeah, I know Ja gave him the game ball at the end. But yeah. I was thinking about this in the break because obviously we're about to talk about it. PG County's very own. Kevin Durant, one of the greatest scorers in the history of the league. If you play his career out 20 times, I feel like the version that's happened is like, this is like the 13th or 14th best version of his career. Which is crazy because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and is awesome. Like, that's how good Kevin Durant is. I'm just like, what happens if... Like, think of some of the stuff he's had to deal with and then maybe some of the problems he's created for himself. First of all, he's drafted to Seattle and they moved to Oklahoma City. What if he just plays his career in Seattle? Much bigger market. Maybe he's happier there longer. Maybe not. Maybe he ultimately has the desire to move. But like certainly being in Oklahoma City versus Seattle, I mean, they did as well as you possibly can in Oklahoma City in terms of new franchise, got to build the infrastructure, like literal infrastructure, practice facilities, whatever. And then they do an incredible job drafting. They've got him. They've got Russ. They've got Harden. They make the run to the 2012 finals. But then, again, so thing one, moves from Seattle to Oklahoma City. All due respect to OKC. Fine little town. Fine medium-sized American city. I mean, little town. That was very coastal elite of me. Then Sam Presti, one of the best general managers in the sport, makes this inexplicable slash inexcusable trade for James Harden, where he trades away Harden a year early. And they're like, oh, we got... You just went to the finals. Just run it back. Run it back one more time. And you could have paid Harden. You could have traded him at the trade deadline if things were going sideways. You could have traded him in the next offseason. You had 2 years remaining on Harden's contract. You'd just gone to the finals with a bunch of 21 and 22 and 23-year-olds, and they trade James Harden. So really what I'm talking about here is more of KD's like championship count, right?
Mm-hmm.
Game 6 Clay happens to him. They were up 3-1 in that series. And then the Warriors do a ridiculous thing. Now, of course, that is probably the impetus for him to leave and join the Warriors. So he gets the championships that he's got in part because of what happens to him. So I don't know how you want to math that math. But then you have... then it becomes the question of like, how much do you fault him for choosing Kyrie as his next running mate? Like when he leaves Golden State, and he's got the steadiness of Steph Curry, and he's like, I know who I want to partner with. Kyrie Irving, famously steady, not at all a wild card. Not someone who tends to blow things up at the most unexpected of times. And he chooses Kyrie as his running mate. Things go way sideways in Brooklyn. Obviously, he eventually gets to Phoenix. They decide for whatever godforsaken reason to make the Bradley Beal deal. They could have done other things with Chris Paul if they decide that that's not working, but they ultimately decide to make the Beal deal of all deals. And now he can't get out of Phoenix, and they can't get Beal out of Phoenix because Brad's got the no trade clause. So he blew up their entire trade deadline. And now Kevin is more or less stuck with Bradley Beal in Phoenix. And unless Devin Booker, like, reverts into or refigures his career into being like a top six player in the league, it feels like Durant's championship window is closed. So we got two in Golden State, got a finals MVP, was, you know, he certainly had an unbelievable career individually. But I do think for a player as great as he is, what a wild and wacky career he's had. And most of the things I just said aren't things that he could have controlled. And that not even like he came down on someone's foot, rolled an ankle, couldn't control it. Like big, giant organizational stuff, or even whatever you call a franchise moving cities that he couldn't control.
Yeah, I mean, granted, his career definitely could have gone better, but I think what's just been consistent no matter wherever he's gone, he just always been about a bucket, man. Always been about a bucket. And I forgot who I was having this conversation with. But when you just look at the things he can do at 7 feet, I don't necessarily know if I should call him the greatest scorer ever just because he can do a myriad of things. Post up, get to the basket, get your hesitation. You know, the three is there.
Here's how I would answer that question. I'll answer your question with a question. If you need to pick any player in their prime in the history of the NBA to get you one bucket in an ISO situation, I'm going to get you the ball on the wing or at the top and clear out, and you got to get me one bucket. How many dudes are you taking over Durant? I feel like you can obviously make an MJ argument because he's Michael Jordan and the will that he had. If you wanted to make a LeBron argument, I mean, LeBron in his prime is certainly enough to convince you, Mr. LeBron Stan,
yeah.
Of LeBron, even though we think of him as much more than a scorer because he is, but like he's the NBA's all-time leading scorer.
Yeah.
You tell me I got one bucket, I can get a Kareem Skyhook. It's hard to pass
Shaq
up.
On the block, maybe.
Yeah, Shaq on the block, maybe.
But
if the ball's on the perimeter, certainly.
Yeah, you got three dribbles. Four dribbles, maybe.
I don't know how many dudes you're taking over Durant.
I don't either.
And I can make an argument for Durant over all the dudes I just said. And the argument is, he's 7 feet tall with a great handle. His shot is unblockable, and he's got 30-foot range.
Yeah.
What's your argument?
I don't think I have a counter.
Right. And that's how you get to 30K.
I will say there is one person that I am considering, though. When we talk about just...
who, I'm open to it. The funny thing is, like, I'm not actually the biggest KD guy.
Okay.
Like, I have a ton of respect for the guy.
Okay.
I will not diminish his scoring prowess, but I think that, like, part of the reason that why I went the direction I did is because I think that there's things about his personality and the way that he's done it over the years where he's a little laissez-faire at times.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, okay, whatever happens, happens. And I think that other superstars that have won more perhaps have a bigger impact on their team's culture and kind of how business is done.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily as like, you know, LeBron catches some flack for being GM LeBron, but like the day-to-day of the Golden State Warriors building is trying to keep up with Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I don't know that Durant has that impact on a building. And certainly since he left Oklahoma City, where he was, that was different because it's like it was his building.
Or where he demands it kind of thing.
Right. Where LeBron has traveled, like, I mean, the Heat was a different deal. Like, it's Heat culture. But, like, when he came back to Cleveland, he set that tone. And when he went to L.A., he sets that tone. But who's your guy that you would consider over Durant?
I don't know if I would consider him over him, but I would have him up there. And this, you might not like it. But Kyrie Irving is one of the best scorers to
no, 100%
basketball, man. Like,
well, it's kind of like if you have the – I think if you're going to do the NBA one-on-one tournament, Durant has to be one of the favorites because of his size.
Yeah.
Kyrie is way higher on the favorites list than he should be for a guy who's 6'1", because if you tell him he gets to shoot for ball, he makes it, and then you might not ever get to – actually have an offensive possession.
Yeah.
Kyrie did some really dumb stuff a couple years ago, said some really dumb stuff, has occasionally done really dumb stuff. Kyrie, I think part of the reason I was so frustrated with Kyrie a couple years ago is because, like, the people that I know in basketball circles that know Kyrie will tell you he's a really sweet guy whose heart's in the right place. And I actually don't disbelieve that. I think he just got sidetracked by some weird internet stuff.
Yeah.
And I also absolutely will not disrespect Kyrie Irving, the basketball player, because he's one of my favorite players to watch.
Yeah.
There are certain athletes that are like, that's a fun conversation. There's like two other guys that I'm trying to think of in my head of like, I absolutely cannot stand them off the court. And Kyrie's not at that level. But there's one in particular who is the ultimate, cannot stand him off the court, which sucks because I adore watching them play their sport.
Yeah.
We'll do that and real things to wrap up the show next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.